This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much once again for being with us. Be sure and check out our website, HaystackHelpRadio.com. There you'll find all of our podcasts. You'll find our referral list, our Haystack Help home team. And, hey, we love having these folks in with us each week, just about every couple of weeks, Enchanted Kitchens. Neil Priester is with us. Neil, good to see you, sir.
You too, Charlie. You too.
Hey, Scott. Charlie's behind the glass. Yeah. That's okay. See, we need him too. We need him too. Hey, you wouldn't hear me without Charlie. So. And also, Kami Martelli is with us, and Kami is one of the designers there. So, Kami, always good to see you as well.
Yeah, it's good to see you all as well.
You know, we did a show a couple weeks ago, last week, and I just wanted to check on go back and hit a couple of things. And we talked about one pretty briefly, Neil, and I just wanted to hit on this again. About, you know, trusting your contractor, you know, and it's a shame. It's kind of like the used car dealer, you know. Some businesses out there just inherently have a negativity to them, like the used car salesman. And you know what? There's a lot of great used car salesmen out there, all right? But there has been some contractors that have taken advantage of people, and we've done some shows on that with Haystack. And just want to go back again to your philosophy, and let's just talk about, maybe this is the first time people have heard you, but just kind of talk about the Enchanted Way, we'll call it. I mean, how you guys do business and how you pride yourself on, you know, building that trust with a client.
Transparency is important. Our eight-step process is right on our website. Those are our guardrails. At any time, they ought to know exactly where we're at in that process, so we spell it out in advance, make sure that we got a good team together, the contractors. I mean, our industry has issues. It does. It's well-deserved in some cases. There's a lot of different parties, a lot of different players. They're incredibly complex, and it's a lot of moving parts. So there are good contractors and there are bad contractors. We all have horror stories. Everybody does.
Yeah, if you've done anything with a contractor, there's going to be horror stories.
That's right. But the secret is to get to the end where you've set the expectation right, everything flows right, the contractors perform as expected, then you know you've put all those things in place.
Right. And, you know, you said something very important there. You set the expectation and then also just communication. Because you know what? We can have a plan and dates of something shipping and something arriving and something for install. But you know what? Those things change, Kami. I'm sure you've been there where you got to call a customer and say, hey, we're going to be 2 weeks later. I mean, it's going to be a week later, whatever the case may be. But you're not in control of that. But I always tell people, I had a guy the other day, he's coming over to detail my truck. Well, my appointment was at 10. Didn't hear a word. 12:30, he calls me and tells me he's running late. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I just told him, I go, dude, I'm not mad, but you know what? And I was here at the station. He came here. And I was just like, but dude, communicate. Just shoot me a text. Tell me you're late. And most people are fine as long as you communicate with them, Kami, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. And I would say in the past, you know, pre-2020 and craziness, I feel like the times that we give them have pretty much been like clockwork because, you know, these cabinet companies that we work with have been in business for a really long time, and their manufacturing is down to a fine art. We are occasionally having to tell people, okay, things have gotten pushed back a week because of COVID. I was just mentioning that I have one pushed back because of the wildfires now in California. It's affecting the production at the door plant.
Sure.
But only a week, though, so I feel like it's still manageable. But I was able to communicate that a month in advance to the customer. So I'm not, you know, on the day it's supposed to be delivered, I'm not calling them saying, oh, by the way, it's not coming, even though you've already, you know, made your whole contractor calendar based on that time. So we definitely communicate often and in advance.
Right. And we talked about this in the last show too, but I want to hit on again, you know, it always comes down to always ask people what's in writing, you know. And so, Neil, I know you go to great pains, so to speak, to have a good, solid contract with your customers.
You know, people are pretty smart and justifiably so. You don't want to hide those things from them. Transparency is critical because they need to be a part of the process. You need them on your team.
Right.
And if you're not spelling those things out in front, they can't see that the transition as changes are made. It you can't win if you don't start with that point first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once again, it's Enchanted Kitchens, and we've talked about their experience center before, but you need to get by there and take a look. 3535 South Platte River Drive in Englewood. Their number is 303-376-7588. And I realize the time of year we're in, and most people probably aren't thinking about remodeling your kitchen right now. You've got people coming for Thanksgiving, maybe all of that, Neil. But it's always, I always should say, it's never too early just to have a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. Come by the Experience Center there, see what all you got. Hey, if they want to do something in the spring and the summer, fine. But at least start the conversation. Nothing wrong with that.
We have a questionnaire that we give every customer and get some open up conversation, start thinking about things. So even if they're not doing it now, the process of them processing that or thinking about it through their entertaining can help them to decide, you know, some of the finer points of the design.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's never too soon to start. Whether we can complete on time for the holidays is another matter based on, you know, product lines. The point is you want to get that started so that you can get it in place as soon as it makes sense for the customer.
Sure. And another point I want to bring up is just having someone like you, Kami, all right, to come in and help. Because, I mean, this is a big deal. And you may say, hey, you know, I saw an ad where a contractor in a neighborhood magazine, and he can come in and doesn't charge a design fee, whatever the case may be. But you know what? There's a huge value to having a professional person that knows this business be there to just help guide you. Again, you'll do whatever the customer wants, but at least, hey, let me just give you some input as a professional designer.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We're trained interior designers, so we do provide that design service. And in addition to just aesthetically getting the right plan together, we also know all the guidelines, National Kitchen and Bath Association guidelines. We know what your walkways should be for one-person kitchen or a two-person cooking kitchen. We know how far your cooktop needs to be away from anything flammable. So we're going to help, you know, prevent a bunch of mistakes that would happen otherwise if you weren't really familiar with all of those guidelines.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Neil, any other input there?
I do. Thanks.
I thought you did.
It's not just the design, and that's a critical piece, but as professionals, we've been in this a long time, yep. Scott, and we've seen every mistake that is out there to be seen, and that's what we can do for the customers, is to be aware of where the trouble points can come and have a plan or make sure that the customer is aware that these things can change, these things cannot.
Sure.
There's the design side, and then there's also the logistics side.
Absolutely. So can we kind of go through what it takes to be where you are now? I mean, your studies and what you've accomplished. I mean, so I'm telling you, brag on yourself a little bit.
A little bit of background. I actually have a BA in interior design, so that's kind of my overall background. But I prefer the kitchen-specific portion of it. I really like doing floor plans and piecing together all of that, as opposed to just picking out, you know, soft finishes. I prefer picking out the hard finishes like cabinets, countertops, tile, all that fun stuff. And I have been doing kitchens now for 19 years, so I have a few years under my belt.
Wow.
Kim, you should talk about that Peak Award.
And I did. This year I did just win a Peak Award with the NKBA, National Kitchen and Bath Association, the Rocky Mountain Division. So that was exciting. We won second place for the large kitchen category.
Wow, that's so cool.
And that's the most important awards in our industry.
Yeah. Right.
That's the good one. That's the one to win.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. We're going to hit a couple things here in our last few minutes here with Neil and Kami. But Neil, I love going back to some of the things that, you know, you guys talk about all the time. But it's just, you know, it's a big process. It's expensive. And just to have, again, a local company where you know every person, you know, that's going to be on your mm-hmm. client's property. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know them. And so, you know, hey, let's just be honest. If there is a problem, you're going to handle it. And, you know, and that's got to be a comfort because, I mean, there's so many different, you know, you look at roofers, storm chasing companies come through. There's a hailstorm, man, we get flooded with just contractors. But you know what? You don't want to do that with this. You want to deal with a solid company that's local and that you're taking care of everything.
It's busy out there, Scott. Our industry is stressed. We're having a hard time getting qualified people on the team. So we make sure that everybody that we use is vetted. We make sure that we've got a history with them that is successful. And you constantly build on. You're constantly looking for talent. You're constantly trying to bring up the level of talent. I mean, there's all kinds of considerations as to how to put that team together.
Sure.
But it's critical.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what you got to look at now. You got to look at Enchanted Kitchens. So we'll just say, hey, you got to look at the people. You got to look at the product. And I'm telling you, if you'll go by their Experience Center, that's where you're going to see the reason why I keep calling this an experience center. You're going to see what we're talking about with their product. You've heard about the process, and I'm telling you, no one can make it easier for you than Enchanted Kitchens. They know how to do this step by step. And then, of course, get by that experience center. And then, Neil, we always talk about value, and I just want people to understand, you know, you're not trying to compete with a big box store, because that's not you. All right? Your deal is so much more, and I love Kami saying, talking about custom or tailored, okay? You're going to do that, and for the customer. So, you know, you got to look at the value of this and the length of a time that we all spend in the kitchen. We talked about that a few shows ago. Man, the kitchen has changed. So this is a big deal, and people got to just do it right the first time. Mm-hmm. And that's the way you guys do business.
It's not the same thing as money spent. Value is different than that.
Yeah, very much.
You can get out with a cheap and inexpensive kitchen, but the question becomes, is there going to be buyer's remorse down at the end of the day? That's the worst thing you want, because you haven't helped your customer, you haven't helped yourself, you haven't helped the industry.
Right.
So if you can build value into it without driving up the cost, then it's best. If you can, if cost is got to be forfeited a little bit to get the value, if the customer thinks that's important, then it's critical.
Sure. And we talked about this before. Right now, people can still get 2020 pricing. Even if their project goes in the first of the year, we're still going to honor that. So that's why I'm telling you, get by their experience center, start that conversation. You know, hey, you never know. Nothing ever goes down, okay? And a lot of times it's 10, 15, 20% in some of the price increases that companies get on these different products. So I hope you'll get by their experience center. Again, it is at 3535 South Platte River Drive there in Englewood. And their number is 303-376-7588. And you can check out their website as well, enchantedkitchens.net. Neil, man. I'm so glad you guys are with us. We're proud to have you guys on our Haystack Help home team, and we're going to get you over to our home. And I know we said that a few weeks ago. We had a little interruption, but we're going to get you back over there and get your input on our kitchen. So we are looking forward to that, sir.
Well, keep in mind, we have this Europa brand that's got a sale.
Yeah, line. Mention that one more time.
It's 20% off of their entire product line, and it's a great product line.
Yeah.
Good price point, great service, great product.
All right. Kami, thank you as well.
Thank you.
All right. Again, it's Enchanted Kitchens. Give them a call, 303-376-7588. Be sure you mention you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is a spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have back in studio a couple of our favorite ladies, Dr. Melanie Bond and Caitlin Ornis from Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. So, Caitlin, good to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Thanks for having us again.
And Dr. Bond, always good to see you as well.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. And, man, you know, we were able to touch on a few of the things that you guys do in our first couple of shows with you. So it is good to have you back. And most of our segment today, we're going to talk about a special event that is coming up this coming Tuesday. So, Caitlin, why don't you just take a minute and kind of tell us what all is going on?
Absolutely. So we have partnered up with several different local businesses, mainly in the health sector with health and wellness. This focus on Tuesday is going to be kind of a holistic mind-body approach where we actually hired a very talented yoga instructor who has graciously accepted to come kind of help with just the community feel. Everyone feeling better. I hear these stories time and time again of everyone's just kind of bogged down. They're exhausted. And I realized the potential of we kind of working with these companies to get people mentally okay, physically okay, and combining both of them, I think is going to be really kind of a neat project. It's a new one for us, but we actually are opening up the slots for 15 participants. Okay. It's completely free to the community. Just a way to kind of get together and share experiences. Of course, there will be safety guidelines, so masks and social distancing will be enforced. Okay. But we will be outside and just kind of really ultimately just getting the community together, and let's kind of share these stories so we don't feel so isolated and alone of just overwhelmed and exhausted lately.
Sure. And you know, you mentioned people being bogged down. I just sent a text this morning to a gentleman, a doctor I do a show with in Dallas, and we're going to table a show a little later. And I said, you know, he goes, what do you want to talk about? And I go, let's talk about nobody feeling good. Because you know what? You don't meet anybody. And Dr. Bond, you can, when's the last time that you think about, you said to yourself, you woke up, I feel great. And when's and even when you got home, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, whatever, I feel great. When's the last time you felt that and was able to say that to yourself? And I tell you, it's been such a, you know, life itself is tough, of course. And, of course, all we've been through with all the stress with COVID and all the different, nightmare that brought everybody. But I tell people, too, you know, you're either going to invest in your health when the doctors give you a bad report and you're going to end up investing in your health, or you can do some things now to invest in your health to maybe keep from getting a couple of bad reports, right?
Absolutely. I think the key is to be not so reactive, but be proactive in your health. And you're absolutely right. It is an investment. Everybody works hard for their money, and it is an investment. But I heard a doctor once say, and I thought it was pretty brilliantly put, where you're going to pay for your health, whether you do it now or later. Mm-hmm. That's just the fact of life. So absolutely, I think taking time to get yourself armed and your immune system strong, that takes some actual effort and time and an investment most of the time.
Sure. All right. So how do people be one of your guests Tuesday?
So we have several different options. We do need RSVPs, obviously, for space, but they can go to our website or email us, at info@threeaspens.com. And just a quick little email saying, hey, this is my name, this is my phone number, and I'd love to join. And that's pretty much as easy as it gets. Of course, we always would take phone calls, too. And our phone number is 303-683-4000. Whether you get one of our lovely staff members, or you can always leave a voicemail, and I will give a confirmation email saying your spot is reserved.
Right. Now, I realize every listener is going to go, how could you not know what yoga is? Now, I've heard yoga, and I know it's stretching, and, you know, I don't know, do you sit around? What does yoga really do?
Well, I'm definitely going to be speaking out of context, considering I'm not formally trained in yoga. So
me neither, so we're even.
The whole approach to yoga is a holistic approach. Your mind and body are one, and yoga is a coming together and bringing those closer together, meaning if you are healthy physically but you're mentally bogged down, it's not going to be in sync. So this is kind of the marriage between the two in a holistic approach. Of course, there's stretching, and, you know, I'll be the first one to say, you see him stretching, you're like, how could that be a good workout?
Right.
Well, I dare you to try it, because it is. It's an absolute good workout. It's can be anywhere from beginner level to advanced, low impact, kind of good exercises, and then they incorporate that meditation kind of into it. So you can see everything from these, you know, the gongs and the, right, the bells and the chimes, but really what it's about is just relaxing.
Right. Once again, this is Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine, and Caitlin is with us, and also Dr. Melanie Bond. This will be this Tuesday, the 6th, from 7 to 8 a.m.,
yes, all right, sir.
And where do they go to?
So we're going to be at Timberline Park off of Timberline Road.
Okay.
So it is kind of tucked in to a neighborhood, so that way we have a nice big field to work with. But it's in Highlands Ranch. It's off of Quebec and University, where it turns into Lincoln.
Right. Okay. All right. That's right by my house. Okay, cool. All right. So Timberline Park. And all you have to do, we need you to do one of these two things, though, okay? Either email them and tell them you're going to be there, info@3aspens, and spell out 3, T-H-R-E-E, aspens.com. Or you can give them a call, 303-683-4000. All right, Dr. Bond. So as you have been helping people here, you know, since you guys have been in business and this whole regenerative medicine and now a lot with hormones and all the immune system and all the things, I mean, what are you hearing from patients? Because it seems like most people I talk to are very fed up with just the regular medical doctor, their primary care doc. They go in, you know, they don't really ask them, you know, what, they don't really look for why something's happening. You know, they're just, yes, like, okay, this is your symptom, so here's this pill, or here's this surgery, or here's this, you know, drug that you're going to be on forever, you know, that's probably going to have a lot more adverse reactions. But, I mean, what do you hear from clients and everything? Are they frustrated?
Absolutely. And one of the more common things that I keep hearing from patients is that perhaps their primary care doctor may have done labs on them, certain labs, but they were all, quote, normal. And so the physician's like, you're fine. You know, but the patient's still like, but I'm miserable from a clinical standpoint. And so they can't figure out why they can't lose weight is one of the top reasons that patients come see us, is that they have already tried exercise. They've tried restricting their caloric intake, which isn't necessarily the answer in itself, and multiple things, yet they can't build muscle mass or tone their arms or legs or abdomen. You know, these spots are very popular to target. And they also have too much fatigue to actually want to work out and do strength training. So, you know, getting to optimal health is a combination of all of those factors, nutrition and also strength and cardio training. And those aren't the same. And a lot of people misinterpret them as being the same, actually. Right. Like, there's one patient that we have tells me that he does a lot of strength training with weightlifting and certain types of exercises, but he does no cardio at all. And I don't think he realizes that you have to do both.
Yeah.
And it actually causes certain reactions in your body to take place that don't take place unless you do that. Mm-hmm. You cannot mimic that.
Sure.
With a, you know, battery-powered machine you have wrapped around your abdomen or something that.
No. What I like, you know, really about your office, you go in some offices and, you know, it's packed out and, you know, you're kind of a number, so to speak, and, you know, you may sit there and, boy, in 10 minutes, they're back out the door, you know. That's not what I see when I come in your office. You know, I see you guys, you know, really taking time with your patients. And, you know, that, and Caitlin, maybe you can talk about it, or both of you can, just kind of what that first visit is even like. Hey, one, to see if you can be of help to them, see if they're ready to do some of the changes that, you know, and see if their expectations are being set properly. But kind of talk about what maybe an initial consultation even looks like.
Absolutely. Well, usually everybody picks up the phone for a doctor's visit, even especially if not primary care for some reasons, whether or not, and they have some expectation or there is something that's bothering them. I don't know many people that will just call and just come in because they're bored. So the first visit really starts with really simple. We need to see where their levels are. Everybody is individual. Everybody has their own individual goals, obstacles, and environment that either supports their changes or hurts their change or hinders their progress. So when they come in, really, it's just, you know, and it varies with patient to patient.
Sure.
Some want to discuss their goals right away, and they lay out their expectations a lot. You know, I want this, I want this, I feel like this. Some of them are like, I don't know. Yeah. I just don't feel good. I'm tired. Why am I taking naps and still tired? And so the first thing is to get their blood drawn. We need to see where their levels are. Mm-hmm. In that kind of conversation, we kind of discuss with them, hey, you know, these are realistic expectations. These are goals. And we're going to work with it with you as a team.
Sure.
This is not a one-way dialogue. What I think traditional medicine, some patients are used to. It's you say what's wrong. The doctor says this, 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 case closed. Even though you're walking out thinking,
yeah.
I'm confused. So it's really just identifying the needs of the patient. And we want to get to know them. We want to know, yeah, we can tell you all day long what scientifically research-based is going to help you. But if we don't know you as a person, might as well just be throwing random papers at them, because they may have obstacles that we don't even know about. Why haven't they reached these goals?
Sure.
Why did they get in this spot in the first place? So the first visit's really kind of easy. I know I say blood drawn. People, some really just get nervous right away, but it's a conversation. And it's, this is, you know, we're here to help you. What are your goals? And we're going to put out a treatment plan for you. So it could be as short as a blood draw, and then we have the consult after you see your results. Or a lot of the time patients really are just, they're excited. They pulled the trigger. Mm-hmm. They made the call, and they're there.
Yeah.
And so we just jump right into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, this is 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. Don't forget now, next Tuesday, the 6th, from 7 to 8 a.m., mind-body approach. All right, it's going to be fun at Timberline Park. You got to email info@3aspens.com and just spell out the word 3, info@3aspens.com, or give them a call, 303-683-4000. 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. Ladies, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what 6 people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. And you are listening to Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. And I'm in for Scott Wiley. I'm Dan Muir. Dr. Riggs, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you?
Wonderful. I love fall. It's great.
I know. Yeah, I'm excited about it, too.
So last time you and I were together, we were talking about colonoscopies and what they were calling preventative medicine. So you want to dig into that a little bit more today, along with mammograms.
Sure, yeah. Okay. So last show, when I was with Scott, we were talking about, you know, that those type of procedures, colonoscopies, mammograms, things that our conventional counterparts refer to as preventative measures, preventative procedures, things that insurance pays for routinely because they're quote unquote preventative. The purpose of talking about that was just to again compare and contrast what my wife and I practice in our practice, 5280 Functional Medicine, this functional medicine philosophy of attempting to more comprehensively diagnose chronic complex conditions and then treat these complex chronic conditions with a more holistic and but evidence-based approach to care. That means that, you know, we may be holistic, and sometimes holistic gets a bad name, you know, sort of woo-woo science, but I emphasize the evidence-based approach that we use, because although it is holistic, meaning we respect the fact that the body is many, many interconnected parts, and they're all in constant communication with one another, whereas conventional medicine much of the time looks at the body as sort of interconnected system or disconnected systems. You've got a brain guy, you've got a heart guy, you've got a kidney guy, you've got a, you know, immune system, an infectious guy. You've got sort of a different doctor for every square inch of your body, and a lot gets lost in translation when oftentimes one hand is not talking to the other hand. And so that's what I'm emphasizing, is this functional medicine philosophy is really taking the best of both worlds. You're taking a more holistic approach to our patient's health while still using evidence-based or evidence-informed strategies, not just what may be referred to as quack science or just something rooted in a particular philosophy that might not be evidence-based or at least evidence-informed. And so that's really a lot to say about how functional medicine compares and contrasts with conventional medicine. But the last several shows, we've been talking about, you know, this concept of prevention, quote unquote, versus early detection. And not to get the two confused, because oftentimes, as most of us go and see our conventionally trained practitioners, your typical conventionally trained MD or DO or nurse practitioner, oftentimes they will refer to these early detection techniques like colonoscopies, like mammograms, as preventative. And preventative they are not, because as we mentioned last time, you know, what happens? You go to the doctor, you get the colonoscopy every, you know, 5 years, get the mammogram every year. And what happens? You go in and it's either clean, and you're told to go home and continue about your business, or it's not clean, if there's something that they found, and then they have to do something invasive. So the bottom line is they're waiting, 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 waiting until something is there to do something about it, right?
Yeah, there's no prevention there. So I don't know why they call it preventative.
Wouldn't categorize that in the preventative column. I would categorize that in the early detection column.
Yes.
And nothing wrong with early detection, but here's the thing. If you can imagine for a second, you've got let's say you're holding an 11.5 sheet of paper, and you draw a line down the left side, and then you draw somewhere in the middle of that line, there's another horizontal line that goes across the page. On the top part of that horizontal line, on the x-axis, you can label it 1, 2, 3, all the way to 10 plus. And then on the bottom part of that horizontal axis, you're going negative 1, 2, 3, all the way down to minus 10. And what I kind of like to think about it, as far as conventional versus functional approach for these various chronic diseases, is conventional medicine, as we've discussed ad nauseum before, is focused on prevention of death and the symptomatic approach. So they're about disease management. Okay. So basically, conventional medicine is dealing with your health. If on that x-axis, 0 to plus 10 is the area of health, that's positive health. Minus 1 or 0 to negative 10, that's all disease, various stages of disease. Okay. Conventional medicine lives in those negative numbers, right?
Yes.
Negative 10 is death, and positive 10 is the best, most optimal health you or I can achieve in our own body, right? And so, again, conventional medicine deals in those negative numbers. Their goal is to get you to zero, basically, the least negative number that you can achieve, right?
That seems like exactly what it is. They just want to get you back to that zero baseline.
Right. Yeah, right.
And that's all the first. Then they let you go.
Right. And this isn't anything new. People know this. People know that their doctors are concerned about disease management and symptom management. And again, I'm not saying that there's anything problematic about that in and of itself, only to the degree that our healthcare system is only operating in those negative numbers. That's what insurance companies pay for. That is what our doctors are trained in. The way our United States healthcare system operates is all in those negative numbers. It's disease management. There is currently not very many people in the conventional medical model that deal in those positive numbers, right? So as a conventionally trained practitioner, they're dealing with patients in those negative numbers. A lot of their patients come in very negative, closer to that, 8 or 9 or 10, and they're just trying to get them less negative, less disease, less sick. Nothing wrong with that, except when our healthcare system stops there, that's problematic, because I think most of us would agree that we don't want to just be less diseased. We actually want to be healthy at some point. I mean, that's what I want for my aging family members. That's what I want for my children. That's what we all want. And so that's really where we live in functional medicine, is in the positive numbers, not just, it's sort of, our system should work where, our conventional practitioners do the acute care, which is what they're really good at. I've mentioned before, traumas and infectious diseases, acute care medicine. That is what conventional medicine is for. They're the fire department. They put out the fire. And unfortunately, where we're at today is we have this, 300-year-old or so system of allopathic conventional medicine. It was born 300 years ago when the top 8 out of the top 10 causes of death were from acute infections and traumas. And we're still applying that allopathic Western model of medicine to an entirely different and new disease landscape that exists today in 2020. And that is a landscape of health in our nation, where 8 out of the top 10 causes of death are all due to chronic, multifactorial, lifestyle-induced issues like heart disease and cancer and diabetes and Alzheimer's. Those are not acute illnesses. Those are lifestyle, chronic lifestyle-induced conditions that do not work well with one doctor, one treatment, a finite period of time that you get treated and then you're back to normal and you're good to go and it's over. These chronic conditions are complicated. They require, a multifaceted approach, and one that gets back to what we eat on a regular basis, how stressed we are on a regular basis, what's our sleep look like on a regular basis. I know a lot of conventional doctors tend to poo-poo those as, how could those, the drugs are where it's at. Just take your drugs and, contact me if you experience any adverse effects from those drugs. But really, the real the real, joke is that it's not a joke. It's those things that I just mentioned, stress and sleep and body movement and nutrition, those are the foundations of our health. That's not, that's not hippie. That's not, quackery. That's real science. And it's documented in the scientific literature ad nauseum. And a decent portion of that literature is on our website. If you go to 5280functionalmed.com and click on our research article tab, I've broken it down for people looking for guidance, for looking for literature that you can either use as your own ammunition to make healthy life changes, or maybe even take back to your doctor's office and see if they might be willing and interested in hearing you out. I wouldn't hold your breath on that, because many doctors have, they have their own operating procedure, and they've got a well-oiled machine that they're doing in their practice, and the advice that they give is sort of, a little more set in stone. But the beauty of a functional medicine practice like ours is we're not married to anything. Like, if somebody comes in with high cholesterol, we give them a statin because that's what the standard of care is currently. And if I don't do that, I'm going to get sued. We don't have that working against us like our conventional counterparts may have working against them. So we're able to really pivot and shift along with what the scientific literature says, as opposed to waiting 30 years or so to allow that literature to matriculate into the textbooks and then matriculate into the medical school setting until it finally gets taught to the next generation 30 years later, right? We can really make real-time changes in the way that we practice.
Yeah, and you're also not, now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're also not beholden to insurance companies and what they dictate, saying that this is all the further we'll go with this.
That's a great point. Exactly. Yeah, we stay out of the insurance debacle. And I realize that there's many people out there that look forward to, they're paying good money for their insurance and they want to be able to use it. Unfortunately, we have to start looking at our health insurance like our car insurance, right? Our car insurance doesn't pay for our gas, our oil changes, our tire rotations, the windshield wiper blades, when the windshield gets cracked, all the day-to-day maintenance. That's not what your car insurance is for. And that's not what our health insurance is for either. That's not what it was designed for, the day-to-day maintenance. So a lot of patients do get frustrated that, it's expensive and, why doesn't functional medicine get covered by insurance? And that's basically the conversation that I have with people is, your health insurance is really much like your car insurance, and it pays for the catastrophic event, unfortunate only,
Right.
And that's really unfortunate because, as we've talked about in the past, some studies have shown that the cost to truly reverse something like type 2 diabetes, which in the medical textbooks they describe it as chronic and progressive and irreversible, the cost to reverse it is about $14,000 a year for 2 years. And the cost to continue to manage a disease like type 2 diabetes for the next 40 years of a 40-year-old's life, because that's how long you can live now with Yes. type 2 diabetes, is probably, if you're diagnosed at 40 or 30, you can live another 40 years. It might not be great quality of life, but you'll live. The cost of doing that is that $14,000 or $15,000 a year every single year until you die. So when you crunch the numbers, it's the cost for true prevention and reversal of chronic disease, it just is just a drop in the bucket compared to how much it would cost. And that's just per person, right? So it's some staggering dollar amount per person for just that one condition. And this is why epidemiologists are freaking out, wondering, not only where are our first responders and our military people going to come from if everybody's 1 in 3 is going to be diagnosed with diabetes by 2050, but it's also potentially going to be enough to bankrupt the U.S. healthcare system, because the amount of costs of healthcare for just something like type 2 diabetes is going to be absolutely staggering and not able to be maintained.
Well, I've got a layman's question here for you. Type 2 diabetes, that's the diabetes that most time can be controlled by the person having the diabetes, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's the typically known as the adult onset, later onset type of diabetes. It's lifestyle induced, meaning you've got to have a genetic predisposition for it, sure, but that that genetic propensity for diabetes only represents less than 10% of your total risk, says the scientific literature and the studies that have been done. And the other 90%+ is due to various lifestyle factors that have created a perfect storm of poor conditions in the body to allow that genetic predisposition to express itself. And so that's what we talk about when we talk about epigenetics. It's controlling our lifestyle factors to control whether or not a genetic propensity for a particular disease actually comes to fruition. So yeah, good question. Back to this idea of, you know, comparing functional medicine to conventional medicine and this idea of, you know, true prevention versus early detection. We talked about, we brought up the topic of mammograms, and just a brief history on mammograms. Since the late 1970s, when mammography screening for breast cancer was first introduced, the procedure has been pushed on women by physicians and cancer organizations and public health programs based on the claim that it will lower your risk for death due to breast cancer. That has been the claim, lower your risk for death. In the early days of mammography, it was used for women with significant risk factors for breast cancer, such as being over 50, having a personal history of breast cancer, or an immediate family member with breast cancer. And now we fast forward to 2017, and mammography is recommended annually or biannually for most all women aged 40 to 75. And despite this, an increased amount of scientific evidence indicates that mammography may not only be far less effective than we've been told by our healthcare providers, but it also has numerous drawbacks, right? Just like colonoscopy has drawbacks, we only hear about the plus sides. It can potentially catch something and save your life. It also has inherent drawbacks that affect women on a massive scale, because anytime you make a blanket recommendation to everyone age 40 to 75 or something to that effect, if it's got even the slightest potential for repercussion, that's going to be amplified by millions and millions of times,
sure,
right?
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah, so even with the extensive increase in the use of mammography, there is a substantial body of research indicating that the widespread, over-enthusiastic practice of mammography over the past few decades has had little to no effect on breast cancer mortality rates, which is what they say to get it for in the first place, right? Now, in fact, they may even do more harm than good, says some of the scientific literature. And it should be noted that mammography is associated with a number of adverse effects, including breast cancer overdiagnosis, unnecessary breast cancer treatment, psychological stress, excessive radiation exposure, which causes cancer, and significant risk for tumor rupture and spread of cancerous cells. So, in a published systematic review of patients in Europe, the overdiagnosis rate in organized breast screening programs was 1 in 3 were overdiagnosed. Now, further analysis found that mammography screening led to an increased detection of small tumors, but only a modest degree in the incidence of advanced tumors. Okay, and many of the small tumors being detected by mammography represent breast cancer overdiagnosis if left alone, and they would never progress to an advanced stage. Now, however, when mammography diagnosed them as having cancer, which resulted in countless women being convinced to undergo the cancer treatment, it's associated with harm and adverse effects without any benefit, right? So another inherent flaw of mammography is that the relative ease with which mammography detects favorable tumors has led to the overestimation of the effect of screening mammography on breast cancer mortality. And for example, in a younger, more fatty breast, mammography sensitivity is 98%, but in more dense breast tissue of many postmenopausal women, for example, and this is the demographic that undergoes regular mammography screening, right, the sensitivity goes down to as low as 48%. So a coin flip, just about.
No kidding.
Now, this high-density breast tissue is also associated with an increased presence of tumors with more aggressive characteristics. Additionally, mammography involves compressing the breasts with about 42 pounds of pressure between two plates in order to spread out the tissue for imaging. Not only is this notoriously painful, which any woman listening will completely understand, but it only takes about 22 pounds of pressure to rupture the encapsulation of a cancerous tumor. So again, 42 pounds of pressure during mammography, and it only takes about 22 pounds of pressure to rupture an encapsulated cancerous tumor. So in other words, mammography has the potential to rupture existing tumors and spread malignant cells into the bloodstream. So none of this stuff we typically hear about from our conventional providers, so I wanted to provide this. It's documented in the literature. It's common knowledge with many healthcare providers, whether they're actually providing their patients with this information or not. But now I wanted to talk, for the rest of the last few minutes here, I wanted to talk about some alternatives, right? It's not just about me saying how dumb and how stupid these conventional procedures are, because everything has its time and its place. But again, I wouldn't categorize mammography as preventative. If you undergo a mammogram, which again is ionizing radiation of the breast, it's an X-ray of the breast. And they kind of hide that in the name mammogram. Like we don't call an X-ray of the arm an armogram, but we call an X-ray of the breast tissue a mammogram. So they're sort of trying to, you know, hide that in the name. But, you know, you get the mammogram, you either don't have it, don't have it, don't have it, don't have it, and then all of a sudden, whoop, you have something, right? Some alternatives to mammography. As the criticism of mammography grows, the question on every woman's mind is, okay, so what in the world should I do? And in light of the current mammography guidelines put forth by these various organizations, it's important to emphasize that the choice of it is and when to undergo mammography screening should be made by the assistance of an unbiased physician with the full knowledge of those potential drawbacks that I just talked about. And women should be fully informed about alternative breast cancer screening tools. Now, this isn't typically the case, but this is what I want to provide here. So some alternatives to mammography for breast cancer early detection and true prevention include regular clinical breast exams, diagnostic ultrasound, digital mammography, and thermograms. So a clinical breast exam is something that many women should already be familiar with, and it's the manual examination of the breast tissue performed by a trained healthcare provider. And this is sort of like a digital rectal exam for prostate cancer in men. It's just something that many people should just get used to and have done. It's non-invasive and minimally, you know, uncomfortable and all that good stuff, and can really help be a first line in catching things. Okay. Digital mammography allows images of the breast to be captured in a digital format rather than on film. This allows the images to be enhanced and manipulated and allow better visualization of subtle changes in the breast tissue structure. And while digital mammography still involves compression of the breast, it typically uses lower doses of radiation than film mammography. So this alternative option may soon be the new gold standard for breast cancer detection. The next one I mentioned is ultrasound. And ultrasound is a non-invasive diagnostic imaging tool that uses ultrasound technology, not ionizing radiation. And it's safe to be used during pregnancy and all that good stuff. Ultrasound has demonstrated the ability to detect breast cancer at rates similar to mammography, and while also being relatively inexpensive and non-painful. So those are all huge pluses. A potential drawback is that ultrasound might not be able to detect tumors less than 1 centimeter in size and requires the expertise of a skilled sonographer to perform and interpret the test. Now, lastly, thermography. It uses infrared technology to detect inflammatory patterns in the breast tissue. Super important, because cancer involves the body laying down new blood vessels and increase in metabolism to these cancerous cells. So thermography, using this infrared technology and detecting inflammatory patterns, it's non-invasive, it doesn't emit radiation, it can be done during pregnancy, and has the ability to effectively visualize dense breast tissue, unlike mammography. Thermography screening has demonstrated a high sensitivity and specificity, although a high rate of false positives has been recognized as one of its drawbacks. That being said, these false positives may in fact be abnormal thermal patterns that are foretelling of future cancer that has not yet begun to grow to a physically detectable size, right? So there might be abnormalities that may illustrate a positive, even though there's no tumor yet. I mean, isn't that the point, though?
Absolutely.
Right?
That would be true preventative.
Exactly. So now, basically, thermography may be a valuable screening tool due to its ability to detect functional changes in breast tissue before the onset of structural changes occur with cancer. So that is the that's the importance, and those are the alternatives to the conventional mammography that's not true preventative, not a truly preventative measure. It's an early detection measure. Again, nothing wrong with it, but if we're trying to be truly preventative, we might want to identify some of the things that we've identified in the scientific literature that predispose to breast cancer. We might want to utilize something like a thermography more frequently to actually understand if there are any physiological abnormalities before there's a physical tumor, right? And one of the tests I'll mention real quick before we wrap up, one of the tests that we run at our office is a desiccated hormone test. It's a dried urine test for basically comprehensively analyzing sex hormones in both men and women, but we're talking about mammography and breast exams, and so primarily women here. This is a dried urine test, like I said, that measures all your estrogens, all your progesterone, your androgens, including testosterone, all the precursors, and the key is the estrogen metabolites. And the reason why I say that's key, and it goes well with this conversation to conclude here, is because certain estrogen metabolites that we have the ability to detect, and we do this, we run this test routinely in our office. It's not a standard of care test. It is an advanced diagnostic test that we run that helps detect levels of estrogen metabolites. The purpose of this, Dan, in conclusion here, is certain estrogen metabolites predispose to estrogen-dominant cancers like breast cancer and cervical cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, and others are protective. So we got to find out, or we may want to find out, so that we can do something about it with your diet, with your lifestyle, make changes that affect your production of various estrogen metabolites and your ability to eliminate those harmful estrogen metabolites better than you are currently eliminating them. So we're looking at production of them, we're looking at elimination of them, and all of that is based on what's going on with your lifestyle. We can make real changes in your lifestyle habits that can influence your estrogen dominance, for example, that predisposes you to breast cancer. That is another preventative measure that is currently not standard of care. So if you're interested, give us a call at 720-722-0386 and ask for the Dutch test, D-U-T-C-H.
The Dutch test.
You got it.
Okay, Doc, this has been great. Thank you so much. And once again, what's your website real quick?
www.5280functionalmed.com.
All right, everybody. I've been your host, Dan Mueller. Thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.